This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're live this year from CPAC 2018. That's what all the noise is in the background. No, I'm not in a boys' gym somewhere. You know, we are here watching what's happening, watching what's going down. And I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. Send me an email because I can't answer. I couldn't hear you anyway. No, I'm not answering phones here, but you can send me an email to joe at therealside.com, joe at therealside.com. My favorites, one of my favorites, I should say, Dale Bellis is with me. He's the CEO of Liberty Health Share, and always, Dale, always a pleasure to have
so
you.
So good to
me.
See you, Joe. You are real.
You know, yeah, that's right. In all the years we've been doing this, we never actually met.
We
passed each other in the hallways.
And here we are at CPAC 2018.
And we are, and you're one of the lead sponsors here, which I appreciate very much. I mean, this road couldn't happen without guys like you understanding the cause and being willing to support the cause. And we're losing people like you, you know, in the conservative movement, and it's too bad.
Well, it is a thrill to be here and to really link with people who value freedom and opportunity and the liberty to be able to make choices, in my case, about the care of our health.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really is at the core and the foundation of what I believe will bring about change in America about health care.
No, I agree with you. I mean, Donald Trump did not get elected so we would have the same old, same old. People want to be able to start living their lives without the government all up in their lives, if you would. And they want to be able to, you know, take care of themselves. And when it comes to Liberty Health Share, you really do have the freedom to choose the kind of health care you want and what you want to do.
In our humble opinion, it's all about freedom and choice and liberty and opportunity of making our own selections in the arena of health care. Personal responsibility is the core. And we as individual members support one another, care for each other. We commit our dollars to assist another member whenever they have medical bills, and those same members help and assist us when we have a medical bill. In a reciprocal manner, and that's the core of it, of individual self-pay patients being responsible for the costs of our care and the treatment of our health, and just simply sharing that in a like-minded community of faith and values.
Yeah, it's more, you know, you and I have talked about this before, it's more of a larger scale community. You know, we don't know community anymore in 2018,
well, it is,
right?
It's kind of going back to the future.
Yeah.
It's the way in which healthcare was done generations ago.
Yep.
It was a community-based affair.
Yep.
Somebody had a medical bill, people would surround them with support and care and finance to meet that bill. We just simply throw in technology and our modern connection by way of the internet, and we really engage in a whole new paradigm for meeting healthcare costs of mutual assistance and mutual aid, and it succeeds every month.
Well, what I love is I love the joke with you about the fact that you must have these large death panels, right? I mean, come on, you, a guy like, hey, he's been smoking for 20 years, I'm not going to give him this, or he's got a bad liver, I'm not giving him. You don't have those panels. We are truly a community of people who may have been through the same thing, maybe not. There's some compassion being used there instead of bureaucracy, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, and people need to understand that. That's what drives all of this. But this is not a free-for-all either. You are accountable not only to your members, but to the government as well, are you not?
Well, we are indeed. We have oversight, and we are grateful for that and want to be responsive to it. But it really comes down to two different paradigms, frankly. Two different worldviews as to how we live our lives and how we resolve some of the biggest issues of our lives. And in America, the number one paradigm for meeting health care costs is what I lovingly refer to as the third-party pay system. That means I send my money away to someone else to take care of me, make decisions for me, pay my bills. It comes from their pockets. And that has produced, frankly, in our country, Joe, skyrocketing costs, loss of autonomy and freedom, and it has produced a system where someone else takes care of me.
Right.
And we've just simply risen up and said, that's not sufficient. It doesn't work. We need a different methodology. And the way we do that is to drop out of the insurance system, take responsibility for our care, and share our bills.
I have an attorney that signed up for your service.
Well, and welcome, Mr. Attorney.
What he thought was great was, and when he went to the doctor, and I don't know any other way to say it, because I'm not a well-educated guy, but he was haggling with the doctor over price and how he wanted
for
things
him.
To go. And I said, that's what choice and liberty
that's
is all about.
What it's about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And we've been
tapping into that innovation, that self-directed motivation and self-care. That's the glue and energy that holds us together.
Yeah, and you and I have said this before. It's in the past, the doctors have had to do with the insurance. They don't really practice medicine. They practice insurance, right? I mean, this is what I need to do. Oh, wait
can
a minute.
Can I borrow
hold on.
That phrase?
You
they don't practice
you
medicine.
You can have that.
They
it's like a 12-step insurance program.
Wow.
They have to decide, okay, well, I'd like to do this, but the insurance company will only pay for, will only pay me for doing the process after I do A, B, and C.
Right.
I told you, I pay for my own blood work. Why? Because I want the blood work done first. So I don't have to chase the doctor around afterward.
Which is just sensible to do.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So, and people need to understand, you are truly dictating how your health care, how your family is going to be taken care of, correct?
That's correct. And when we exercise our authority over our lives, that's really what it's about. It's regaining control, direction, management of the care of our health.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And so consequently, that's why this nationwide nonprofit association of men, women, families paying each other's medical bills has been growing like wildfire.
Dale Bellis, I honestly appreciate what you guys do. I've heard nothing but positive things about it, and we'll send people over to libertyhealthshare.org, right?
That's the place to go, libertyhealthshare.org.
Okay. I usually give it out wrong. libertyhealthshare.org.
The first time.
Dale, hey, have fun, and thanks for doing this. I really much appreciate it.
It was a pleasure.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. We've listened to The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes live from CPAC. Go heat up your coffee.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. You're already starting, right? You ever see that Lipitor commercial on TV, you know, where the guy's dancing? No man in his right mind dances while he's mowing his lawn. Do you know anybody who does that?
Dude, I love those commercials. I tell you, Traceba. And they got all these crazy names, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Seba.
Yeah.
And
do you think there's somebody sitting in the background somewhere going, let me see, how can we screw up here? Let's make it so people can't write this down. Because.
And by the way, you haven't even introduced me.
No, okay? Well, how about we start? Do you want to do the interview? Because we can start that way. I've never seen her. I'm kind of sort of guest hosting my own show here today. Edward Woodson is joining me. He's with the host of his own Edward Woodson show and co-host at times. You know, she's scared. Laura Ingraham. She scares me, you know.
No comment.
And I don't mean that from any other way other than you can see that she is four questions ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And she's already got if and. So if he answers like this, I'm going to nail him on this.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
So, anyway.
No question. Yeah. Well, you know, look, I want to bring up this issue, going back to the drug thing. Okay?
Because
this is important, and this is something I talked about this the other day, actually on Laura's show on Monday. No one's talking about the drug issue with these school shootings, okay? No one is talking about the drugs.
Well, if you bring in mental health or drugs, they right away want to beat the crap out of you.
I know, but the commonality of all these shootings, going back to Columbine,
right,
are these psychotropic drugs that are given to these young kids, and that is what no one is talking about.
You cannot use those big words with my listeners. You can't use it with me either, because I don't know how to respond. That's why I call it dope. I don't even call it marijuana.
Right.
You know, but it's not. Look, you've got these kids that have, and I call them kids, but they're no value in life. We've taken their foundations away. There's nothing in their life that's real or true. You know how I'm a little different than you on some of this stuff where I'm screaming. Look, there's no male, there's no female, there's no higher power. You do whatever you want.
Absolutely.
Because if it feels good, if you want to do it, let's just jump all over it.
No, absolutely. Look, there's clearly a breakdown in our culture, in our society, and it's due to some of the things you just mentioned, the lack of fathers in the homes, the lack of family. And I'll tell you another thing that's a big issue, I think, is the advent of technology in these young people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've done is, and you know this, Joe, when we were kids, we would go out, for instance, and your buddy would pick you up, right?
Yeah.
And you'd ride around with your buddies listening to Led Zeppelin, and you'd maybe pick up a six-pack of beer, and you'd sit and you'd talk. Remember?
Yeah.
We would talk for hours when we were kids. And that's not done anymore. Because what are they all doing? They're looking at their phone screens.
Oh.
And how many times do we see? Now we've got a generation now that were born in 2007.
Right.
They know nothing but smartphones. And I think that's a major issue, that technology, this reliance on technology, and this lack of human contact, frankly. And I think that's one of the differences that we see now.
Well, I can't remember the doctor's name, but she wrote a book called Generation I, Gen I, okay? And she's been tracking this now for 20 years. And she says, you know, you've seen it. Once the smartphones went to, you know, 52% of the people have smartphones, and we started giving them to our kids, you're exactly right. There's a disconnect between life. There's a disconnect between the reality of what you're doing to that person you're writing about. I mean, think about some of the things you read on Facebook that you may not say to somebody face-to-face, you know? And the pile-on in those Facebook feeds where people are just beat up for having a simple thought. Like you just said, I mean, you hop on a Facebook feed and say, yeah, the problem is we have a lack of dads in a home. Forget about it. There'd be 1,600 comments on there in a matter of 3.5 minutes, right? It's just craziness.
Yeah, but again, it's the technology, too, that... Like, we can talk about bigger issues, for instance, privacy issues.
Right.
And again, this is a generational thing. You know, we came from a generation, you and I, where I didn't want anybody to know anything about me, where I was, what I was doing. And now we have, this generation has readily given up their privacy.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's cool. Like, I'm checking in here. Last night I was at a dinner with one of the people from Oracle. And we were talking about the smartphones and the fact that they can track you. And I'm going to laugh. She has this phone.
Oh, I love that.
Flip phone.
My friend has one of those.
I have flip phone. She, the head of Oracle, has flip phone. And...
Yeah, we know Trevor well.
And I do it on purpose because I don't want to be online all the time, 24/7. I don't want to disconnect like that. You miss so much just by
yeah.
looking at that damn phone.
Oh, yeah. You won't get an argument. You don't.
No.
You won't get an argument. And we go into, my wife and I were joking about this. We go into one of these places. I don't know. They're called Sweet Tomatoes out here. And they're soup plantation on the West Coast. And you go in there. And you know, it used to be, you got the family there, right? And everybody's kind of talking. And,
I know what you're going to say. Right, I know down, exactly what you're like, going to say.
Now you walk by the table. It's quiet. Why is it quiet? Because everybody's on their smartphone. Everybody's face is blue now, right? Because of that.
Correct.
Cue from the phone.
And how many times do you see a mother or father with a toddler or a baby, and they walk in, they set the kid up in the baby chair with the iPad, and that's it. I'm done. It's like a drug to the kid.
It is a drug.
Or you see, there's no question. Or how often do you see this? In fact, I was just at a restaurant the other night, and there was a group of young women there, probably about six or seven of them. They all walk in, they all sat at the tables. And no one spoke a word to each other. They all were looking at their phones. So I walked by. I was on my way out of the restaurant. And I was like, hey, why don't you guys talk to each other? And they all looked up and they're like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Like,
okay, my two daughters, I set the computers up in my dining room, okay? And if anybody, they're going to hate me telling this story, but they used to... Back at it, when AOL was the messenger of choice, right?
Sure.
So I thought back when we used camels. So they're both sitting there, and the screens were facing the inside of the, and I'm looking at this thing, and I keep seeing the window pop up, right, on both sides. They're going, you guys are sitting next to each other. You really, are you trying to hide something from me?
Or
you,
no. It's not even, no, they're not trying
the way
to,
they communicate. I go, what are you out of your minds?
It's insane. Or, and I've seen this too. Listen, I've seen this too. Couples.
Oh.
Sitting together and texting each other. As they're sitting. You've seen that. I'm sure you've seen that.
I used to joke when texting was a big, you know, with that little flip phone you showed me, right? That flip phone. I used to see the kids when they were doing texting and that, because you had to hit a button sometimes three times to get a letter you wanted, right? So I used to see that going on, and I would just start laughing. And then you'd get these applications for employment. And I used to joke. I even wrote at the top of the application, textees. Because they were writing stuff almost in text on the application. Going, are you people serious?
Well, it's interesting you say that, because years ago, Harvard, incoming freshmen that were coming in, they had to, now, again, this is Ivy League schools, Harvard, Yale, a lot of the Ivy League schools. They had to teach the incoming freshmen basic writing skills, like English composition, that you would have to teach a high school. You know why? Because of exactly what you said. They walk in and they just write in text.
All right. You know how this works. I got bumper music going.
I know. Exactly how it works.
Hey, we get together. And actually, we just talked about it. So I'm going to put you on the hook. You're gonna guest host my show from
Absolutely.
Time to time.
Absolutely. I'd be glad to. Absolutely. Thank
Edward
you for
Woodson,
having me.
Thanks for being with me.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Don't give Laura my love. I don't. I really.
Stop.
We'll be back in a few.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We are live from CPAC 2012. And yes, I was born to wave the flag. If you got a problem waving the flag, what are you doing here? I don't understand it. You guys get all wigged out about being patriotic. It's really freaky, I got to tell you. Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you with me. I met this young man here, I think, either last year or the year before. And I was impressed with him and with his boldness. And you don't have many people that are, that I shouldn't say this, there's a lot of bold people out there, a lot of bold young people, not playing with a full deck. This young man's playing with a full deck. Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the chairman of the Black Conservative Federation. We've had him on the show several times. I always enjoy my conversation with you. How are you doing, young man?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on, as always.
I see you out and about. I love your posts and your positiveness, you know, towards not just the Republicans, but towards America as a whole. I mean, you as a young African-American, you don't see any obstacles in your way, like, at least from what I see you post. You don't see any obstacles in your way of becoming successful in this country?
No, no. Yeah. There aren't any.
And
the obstacles that are there, they're meant to be. We have obstacles for a reason. Everyone has obstacles, no matter what you're black, white, Mexican, Asian. You all have obstacles.
Yeah, we all have things to overcome. And so, listen, for people who don't know, what is the Black Conservative Federation? What are they all about?
The Black Conservative Federation is an organization built to make being black conservative a social norm. We are increasing the black conservative movement. We're doing that through promoting economic stability, educational advancement, and community involvement. We're teaching people how to spend their money, for an instance, the tax reform bill has just been passed, and people are getting more money on their taxes. So now we're going to teach them how to extend that, what to do with your tax refunds, how to make more money, and how to have money throughout the rest. Yes, invest. But also, we educational education advancement. We're working on dealing with, you know, getting people educated and making sure that they know that, you know, you're never too late to go to school, but that education is something that no one can ever take away. And the last thing is community involvement, getting people involved in a community.
Yeah, you hit my hot button.
And right now, it's really important that, you know, everyone's talking about the school shootings and things that's happening. I said, well, it's going to come back to everyone in their communities, going to their school board meetings and telling the school board, I don't care what you have to do, you need to get some metal detectors, because that's where it comes from. It starts there. It starts local.
Yeah. I agree with you. And it's funny, because when you talk about what's going on in the schools and what happens there, man, I just had a young lady on also with a black millennial group, and same thing. It's like, you know, during the days of Jim Crow, you couldn't teach black people. You couldn't educate them. That was against the law, because they knew if you educated them, right, they'd get out of the situation they were in. And you guys take a beating in the inner city when it comes to education. And supposedly the left is helping, you know, is all for you, but they're not doing you any favors in the inner city, are they?
Yeah.
Whoa. Is that working?
Is it working?
Oh, it is now.
Yes, pretty much, you know, the Democrat Party and the left pretty much tells you how to think. If you think differently, then you're out of the group.
Yeah.
And that goes back to Jim.
You don't get to play for the team anymore,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what's really hindering our environment,
yeah.
Not only a political society, but social society. How can we advance without being able to be an individual?
Yeah.
You know, not being part of a collective group. So we got to move forward and educate people about what conservatism is and how it can benefit you in the long run.
Yeah, you know, I love the fact that just people of all walks of life. You know, one of the things I like about CPAC that I don't get normally is there's a group here, I'll have them on in a little bit, but there's a group here that is conservative atheists, you know, Republicans. And you're going, people say to me, how can you be a conservative atheist? I go, look, there are plenty of people out there, you know, that want to do the right thing, that love this country. We are not just, this is not just a group of old white guys that show up here every year. We are a big
very diverse
party.
Very diverse.
And we need to get the message out.
Well, and that's something that we did, Joe. This year, we were a part, we worked with CPAC on bringing 85 black conservatives to CPAC. We bought 85 tickets.
Bless.
And we did that because last year we saw that it wasn't as diverse as we wanted it to be.
Right.
And so we wanted to push for that. So next year we're going to build that number. We're going to do more events for black conservatives. But we really want to push for diversity, but also letting people know that the conservative movement isn't just a bunch of old white guys. It's not just, we have millennials. We have black conservatives. We have Mexican conservatives. We have Asian conservatives.
Bingo. Yeah, and I'm glad you guys are doing it. See, it's the young people that's going to, look, I have no problem when you young guys take over. I'm good with that, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it does feel like sometimes we're doing the push, but I can't reach the people you reach. And I'm not just talking about the black community. I'm talking about the young community.
Well, don't lead too fast.
Yeah. You can take over whenever you're ready. But it is. It's the young people starting to reach out to other young people and showing them that we're okay if you don't believe in God. We're okay if you don't, you know, if there's things that you don't believe in that we do. You know what I'm saying? And bringing everybody into this. I really believe that the Republican Party is truly and honestly the Big Tent Party, not the Democrat Party.
We have them all. You know, and the problem is the Democrat Party, they just have people that's just along for the ride.
Yeah.
And so if you calculate actually the people that actually do work on the Democrat side, it's very few of them. I actually think the Green Party and the Independents do more work than the Democrats.
Going back to the various beliefs, you know, the Republican Party do have a very big tent. And people are inspired about their beliefs. They're not just going to show up and vote. They're actually going to research and figure out who's the candidate that represents my values, not only the person who has an R by their name. You know?
Right. Yeah, and that's the way you should look at it. I've always said the same thing. I'm going to vote for the person that's the American that's going to do the job, that's going to do what's best for the country. Now, I find that the majority of the time to be Republican, right? But I have voted for Democrats in the past because they were the better person for the job, and they really cared about it. So it's we've got to get off this mantra, though. We've gotten away from being Americans. Now, what are we now? We're Democrats or we're Republicans, right? Or, as you said, right, we're Asian Republicans, black Republicans, right?
That's the thing. It's so important, and I was just telling people, is that when you look at it, is, you know, the Bible speaks of a house divided cannot stand.
Right.
We cannot be divided, even as a Congress. one side of the aisle, the other side of the aisle. I was telling myself, I wish that they had all the congressmen from each state sit in the same row, and they had to sit Democrat, Republican, and you know what? We'd be amazed at what would probably happen, because they're too divided. We can't get anything done like that. And so this year, I'm actually pushing for the Black Conservative Federation to do work with younger Democrats, because we need to figure out how we're going to because we're going to be the leaders soon, and we got to figure out how we're going to be able to come together and have some type of bipartisanship somewhere, because they can't do it on the Capitol Hill.
I'm so glad you're doing it. I am so glad you're doing it, because it is true. Look, some of my hardcore Republican friends are like, no, you can't. Why? Look, my whole family in the East Coast, they're all Massachusetts Democrats, but when you talk to them, they sound more like California Republicans to a big degree. You know
well, and that's the thing. I was raised, you know, and there are Republicans that say, oh, I don't associate with Democrats. I'm like, well, I have no choice. I'm the only Republican in my entire family, so I have no choice. But also, I guess that gives me a little bit more experience on how to deal with Democrats.
Yeah. No. And again, my group gets mad at me because they say there are sane Democrats out there. They just approach being an American or being a patriot a little different.
Sane Democrats, and there's some crazy Republicans
out
there.
Oh, please. They're so far right. You know what I'm saying? They're falling off the planet. Some of these people.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can get done by just having a conversation and sit down.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
It's not as scary as you think.
No.
No matter what view they have.
No. And, you know, that was the thing with the president's speeches, or with his group of people that got together on the gun control stuff. The one thing that I was impressed with yesterday is you had a group of people in the room that weren't yelling at each other. Mm-hmm. They were actually throwing out, and if you're a true American, you're saying, okay, let's forget what side of the aisle they're on. And all parties had a piece you could take away and say, you know what, that could work if you did this, and then you brought this in, and you do this. That's how we need to start thinking about American solutions.
Drop the D and R's and put the A's in for America, because we're Americans, and that's what has to happen. We have to have more strategy sessions. We have to do more talking, because 9 out of 10 half the situations can be solved if we just sit down and talk. Yeah. There's not enough talking going on. There's not enough talking, but also there's too much talking with the politicians, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, that's getting paid, that has other interests in mind, and not enough talking with people who are everyday citizens. Now, I'm not talking about these everyday citizens that are associated with the politicians. I'm talking about the everyday citizens that you just grab off the street, you know, because the problem is now we have to go and say, what does this person do? Has this person been successful in what they're doing? Let's just grab random people off the street and see what they want to say,
right,
what they have, because they have a voice, and they're voting.
Yeah, I agree with you. I look at this stuff on a regular basis, and people look, if we could sit in a room and as you say, drop the R, the D, the green, the independent, whatever you other label you feel like you have to have, let's just sit in a room, pick an issue once a week, and let's discuss. And not discuss it from an ideology, let's discuss it from a real-world scenario and how to fix. You know, you brought it up earlier, and I say to people, let Christians, most sane Christians, are more accepting than your so-called socialist Democrat. But, you know, you hear it, you're here, we got to go. Deontay, I always enjoy having you on. We're going to have you on more often. You're the chairman of the Black Conservative Federation. Check them out, people. It's a great group. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things.
so are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'd give you the phone number, but I'm not answering it. You're on your own. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And we are live from CPAC 2008. I said 2012 earlier. I know some of you at home trying to fix your watch down, thinking we've gone back in time. But 2018, always a pleasure to have you with me. That's what you were hearing in the background. I'm not broadcasting from the boys' gym, seriously. A lot of activity going on around here. A lot of young people. We've had a few of them here at the table. And Right now, we've got Art Harmon on with me. He was the legislative director for the conservative Congressman Steve Stockman out of Texas. I hope Texas stays conservative. I am very concerned about them, you know what I'm saying? You developed the strategy to kill the 2013 Gang of Eight Senate amnesty bill. All right, we're already friends. I mean, it's really that simple for me.
Thank you.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about what are you doing these days?
Well, I run a small space policy institute, Coalition to Save Man's Space Exploration, savemanspace.com. But my field of expertise covers many issues, so I'm always up on others. And Joe, it's a wonderful pleasure to be back on the air with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So let's hit the thing that everybody's been talking about. I'll get to the filibuster thing, because I'm in agreement with you on that, so we'll have some fun with that. But the shooting that just went down, you know, it's really funny how everybody says, or I'll say most of the people on the left will say, we need to do anything it takes to stop this. But they don't really mean anything, because the minute the president starts talking about training and arming teachers or training and arming other people on campus, the left went nuts, didn't they?
Exactly. And if you go to the Drudge Report, the lead article is that the listening thing that the president and vice president were at yesterday,
yes,
where you would think it would be a free flow of ideas. No. One of the survivors of the shooting was actually forbidden from asking a question about arming guards at schools, and he was given pre-scripted questions.
Wow.
So it was a pre-censored event to begin with, and that's really tragic.
But who stopped him? Are you saying somebody in the Trump administration stopped them from...
No. The CNN put this on. Now, that ought to tell you something right there.
Oh, that's right. There you go. Right?
Yeah.
But the dad that got up who lost his daughter... I'm not so sure they did script that. He got up out of an emotional moment, and he deserved, I mean, as far as I was concerned, they should have left him alone, let him do what he wanted to do. But that's what he was saying was, you know, in 9/11, we took care of this quickly. In 9/11, we fixed it right away. Why can't we fix it now? And somebody should have popped them and said, why? Because the Democrats won't let us put armed people in at schools. That's why, because that's how we fixed 9/11. We did more security, we tightened up, we checked people, and we had armed guards around.
Yeah, and if you go to a bank, there's a guy with a gun protecting what? Protecting the money.
That's right.
How about guns, armed folks at schools, teachers, guards, protecting kids? Isn't that more important?
You would think so, right? You would think that would be a no-brainer, but they don't want the kids to feel like they're in a compound or a jail. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Is that really how it works? Because I'll tell you what, in my school districts, we have resource officers, sheriffs that actually have guns on. They show up on campus. They walk the campuses. You would never know the kids saw them as law enforcement, because they run up, they hug on these guys, they shake their hands, they're excited to see them around. It's really crazy for these preconceived notions of people on the left. They think about law enforcement authorities, isn't it?
It is, and it's taught, you know, through the media. It's taught through schools, unfortunately, you know, not to respect police. And yet, of course, the left says only the police should be armed and citizens should be disarmed, which, of course, means only criminals and police would have guns.
No, because if it was against the law to have guns, you know the criminals wouldn't have any.
They would say, exactly. I'm not going to violate that law.
It's just amazing to me. It's constant. And again, I am so tired of them saying, we'll do anything to stop this, because they don't mean it by any stretch of the imagination. All right, let's talk about the abolishment of the Senate filibuster. Now, this is an agreement for all intents and purposes. This is not law. This is a gentleman's agreement, is it not?
Yes. It was just simply a concept they came up with in the 1830s. But here's how they ruined it. Up until 1970, if you wanted to filibuster a bill, which means debate endlessly, effectively, you actually had to stand on the floor and talk. And, you know, Google it and you'll find people that, senators that read Shakespeare and talked about this and that. And when they exhausted their lungs or the phone book, then it was over. But now, in 1970, they reformed it. And any time you hear somebody in government saying, reform,
oh, yeah,
run. Just run.
I agree.
It's going to ruin it. Yeah. So they made it so that all you need to do is basically say, well, I'm going to filibuster it. And then you have to get this 60-vote cloture, cutting off of debate in Senate ease. And you can then... And so what has that done? Well, it makes the minority leader the majority leader.
Yep.
So if you want to get a bill to repeal Obamacare, you don't have to go around to the Republican senators in the majority and McConnell and get them to sign off, you know, let's put this on the floor. No.
Right.
You have to get on your knee in front of Schumer. And you have to get his agreement. And he might say, well, in a godfatherly tone, you have to remove this or that and come back and kiss my ring again and perhaps. So the entire conservative agenda, the Trump agenda, build the wall, you know, all these things, repealing Obamacare, restoring our military, are at... We hand the keys to those,
right,
to Schumer and the Democrats. And
they don't have to vote on this, though. I mean, this is something they can do because it's just simply law, right? They don't have to vote on repealing, you know, the 60-vote rule. They just have to vote 51% and adhere to the law, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a Senate rule. It's no law. And we have the 51 votes. It could be done right now, this minute, this very instant. McConnell could have a vote.
My God, I'd get all those senators on the floor right now. He's got about 300 bills he's got sitting there that he hasn't pushed through that the Congress has already taken care of. You know, the House has already taken care of. He could push those bills through and be Mr. Major Hero. Look, I wrote a piece back in 2014 when we first took over. I said, we're done. If we don't get rid of leadership, if McConnell doesn't go, if Boehner doesn't go, we're done. Nothing is going to change.
They slow roll everything. They even are slow rolling all of Trump's nominees. You know, in particular, I've been working to push the Bridenstine nomination for NASA and to put non-Obama leadership into the Voice of America, which has basically become the voice of China and the voice of Iran. With Obama holdovers. So they're sitting on all this stuff. And McConnell and his gang. So this is why I wrote an article that you can see on The Hill, Capitol Hill newspaper, thehill.com, and you look for my article of you know, McConnell must go nuclear.
Yep.
Well,
we want to say, we've been saying that for a long time. He's got to grow a spine and decide. Look, Republicans play by the gentleman's rules, okay? And the Democrats are not only are they in it for the long haul, but they play guerrilla warfare. And I always joke. I say, look, if we would be speaking the Queen's English today, if we had played by the rules of engagement, right?
Sure.
At the time, we didn't. We were playing guerrilla warfare. They didn't know how to handle that.
Yep.
And we're back there again. If you're going to take this back, if you're really going to take this country back and make it what it once was, you're not going to do it by playing by the rules of engagement, so to speak.
Not at all. And key point that I make in my article on The Hill is that the Democrats, if they get the majority, if they win it this fall or 2 years hence or 20 years hence, the very first thing they're going to do is kill a legislative filibuster. So if we want to help maintain our majority, it's in our best interest, since they're going to kill it anyway.
Yeah.
We kill it now. We pass everything. We build the wall. We do all these things, and then we'll start to see more support.
All right, tell people how they can find you, find your writings and such.
Sure, redstate.com. I write a lot there, redstate.com, and I've got a couple articles up on thehill.com. And always a pleasure to be on with you.
Thanks, I appreciate your time with me. You'll listen to The Real Side from on GCN Live, but from CPAC Live, CPAC 2018. And I do appreciate the time that you guys have spent with me. And listen, I know I've created some technical glitches on my own. I don't need anybody else's help to do it. But I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Look, as I always say, You got to get involved, get engaged in your community. You heard Deontay Johnson say it. You've heard others say it. And the bottom line with it is this. You cannot get something done. You cannot get your, I don't want to say agenda, because that's not what I mean by it at all. You cannot get done what you need to get done in your community unless you're in there and you're taking control and you're part of the process, okay? Otherwise, you're part of the problem, not the process. So when the dog catcher, when the city councilman, when the school board member is not doing the job that they're supposed to be doing, don't put them in at the state or federal level. All right? If they're not working locally, they sure as heck aren't going to work at the state level or the federal level. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time. I really do. God bless and have a great rest of the day.